Good morning. This is Jim Mazzetti. This is The American Dream. Welcome to our show. Last week was the first show, and here we go. I've got a special guest this week, Justin Tracy, a good friend of ours for many years now, local Warwick resident as well. And just a little brief recap of what the Entrepreneur, actually the American Dream Entrepreneur Show is about. It's about local Orange County entrepreneurs that took the risk to start their own business and make it all happen. As a matter of fact, the definition of an entrepreneur is somebody who decides to work for themselves and self and take all the risk, and obviously, hopefully, get all the gains and rewards as well. And another interesting thing before we get into it, I've been doing a little research on how many small businesses there are out there, which I was actually blown away, Justin. There's 28 million small businesses in the U.S.
No kidding.
Unbelievable. It outnumbers corporations 1,162 to 1.
Wow.
I mean, isn't that nuts? Crazy. So, and the majority of obviously small, and actually small business considered 500 employees or less.
That's pretty big though.
Think about that. 500 people is a ton. I mean, I had 300 at the mountain. I mean, I don't know how much, if you think about looking around at, some of the plants in the local area, it's still 500 people. I probably, it's not much more than that, more than likely generally less, right?
Yeah. Other than Horizon, I mean, there's only a couple people in the area that might have anything close to that. I mean, I'm at 50 and I can barely handle it. I mean,
think about that. So yeah. 500 people and less is considered a small business. So there you go from there. So listen, welcome everybody. Thanks for listening to us. And again, this is Jim Mazzetti from The American Dream. And my guest here is Justin Tracy. A little background on Justin. It's hard to describe what he does, and I don't think he can actually describe who he is, but I consider what he does the quiet businesses, not the businesses you'll see in the papers advertising or hear on the radio. It's not that type of business. You kind of work behind the scenes, and Justin is the current CTO and co-founder of
Conversion
LLC. Huh? There's a tongue twister. And prior to that, you had a company called Realty Generator.
Correct.
And you were fortunate enough to sell that company, and now the company that bought it, believe it or not, is Zillow.
Yes.
Pretty interesting, pretty impressive.
Yeah, I started Realty Generator in 2001 in an apartment with a bunch of friends. I was going to college, trying to start my career, and I just got lucky. I met a guy from Greenwood Lake that was working for a real estate agent in Warwick. And he told me he's building websites for real estate agents. And I really had no idea about real estate. And I was just learning how to do websites and all that stuff. But I combined it together back when the whole market just started in 2001 with the whole internet real estate stuff. And kind of got lucky. I had a 4 or 5 year run with this company called Realty Generator, which was an online lead generation website company. Had a bunch of trials and tribulations to get there, but I sold it in 2007 to what is now Zillow, which a lot of you guys have seen online and on TV. And
I use
everywhere.
It all the time, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, they're the 300-pound gorilla now in the market. So it was a good run, but I started it back up after a 3-year non-compete, and now I run a company called Conversion. It's KUN version. You know, all the good domains are gone, so.
Now, is it similar to what you did in the past?
It was almost the exact same thing.
You're a good boy. You went away for a couple of years, and now you're chomping at the bit to come back and do something different.
Yeah. I had a 3-year non-compete. I started a green, eco-friendly modular home building business in the doldrums of the worst time to ever start it in 2007 when everything tanked. And that wasn't the best idea. But I learned a lot about making money, losing money, and hopefully making it again. But yeah.
It's a true entrepreneur, right? So it's not always we say this a lot, and we'll continue saying this a lot when we do these interviews. It's not always a walk in the park. And you look at it, and we hear. So you sold your company, and now it's Zillow. You're like, everybody's standing out there going, "Holy cow, that's brilliant!" This guy walks on water. Not so easy.
No, I can't tell you how many times I've been sued. How much toll it's taken on my family, how much friends, I've lost to get here. It was definitely a hard thing.
Wow.
Because I was in a place a lot of my friends weren't. And, I would sit in the back of my room while all my friends were partying and drinking. And like,
right.
What's he doing back there? come out and hang out. You know, it'd be 4 a.m. and, you know, I got to really thank my friends for keeping me up late, because if it wasn't for that, I wouldn't have got this done so fast. But, you know, it finally paid off. It took a long time, but, you know.
Relatively speaking, though, right? So when you started, how old were you when you started the company?
I was 23 years old when the company made enough money to make a living. To stop eating at Taco Bell.
Yeah, mine was 7-Eleven, actually. Yeah. I remember it. Like every time, I can't even look at a hot dog today from 7-Eleven, to be honest with you.
I still love Taco Bell.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. Well, that goes to show you, you know, you look at these things and you did it, you got up every morning, and that was kind of, so obviously you were obviously driven. So obviously everybody likes to, we all enjoyed having a cocktail or two and laughing with our friends, but there was something there that was a little different than obviously some of your friends. And you kind of got bitten by the bug and weren't going to stop until you made it happen.
Yeah, I, you know, to a fault, you know, me a little OCD, you know, I just kept going at one goal as quickly as possible to make it happen. And regardless of the failures, and there was a lot, you know, I just kept going and going and going, knowing that, you know, I sure as heck didn't want to commute from work to anywhere. So,
which we love work, but we always talk about that. You can't get there from here, so to speak.
Yeah.
But I mean, and to that point, this is some of the neat things that we were talking about off air that Warwick has. And there's a lot of quiet businesses that you just will never hear of unless they're actually on
the
show.
There's a lot.
Right?
I work from my house in my underwear in a bedroom. I've always done that. I don't know anything else. I mean, I had a couple jobs when I was real young at, you know, the quintessential business, but as soon as I could get out of that, I just
amazing. Wow, never looked back.
No, I've had the first company, I started my second company now, which is even bigger than the first. I have 2 or 3 other small internet endeavors that one we just launched today, which is a online retargeting company. It's called Exact Intent. I'm sure you guys have seen those ads that follow you around when you go, like, look on Amazon and you look at a toaster, and then that's same.
Next thing you know, it's popping up again somewhere else.
Following you around.
Really?
Yeah, we're doing the same thing, just a little twist on it. But
so we know who to blame those annoying things.
Yeah, I'm the blame for a lot of the annoying things you see on the internet. So sorry about that.
It's all good stuff, though, and it actually very extremely creative, to say the very least. So after you got all, you started a company, started another company, and you realize, listen, this is your calling. You're not going to change anything different. You're obviously not employable.
No, completely not employable. I'd be the worst employee in the world.
But you love every minute of it, right?
I do.
And you took one company. We could probably get into a few more of these things a little later. But, you know, do you enjoy running your business from home? Do you miss the camaraderie of people? I mean, a lot of times, I mean, I need people around me sometimes to juice me up and get me going.
I do and I don't. I mean, it's super nice to have low overhead. I mean, I've never ran a business that had, you know, 2, 4, 5, 6% profit margins. Our profit margins are insane, but a lot of that's because we don't have any overhead. But I do miss having people there. You know, it's kind of tough.
Tough to feed off of,
you know,
right?
I've been at my house for a week without seeing a human being. It's my kids, my wife, and a dog. But
it's a bit different.
But I have, you know, with the internet's allowed you to, you know, virtually conference with people. I do a lot of those go-to meetings, and I'm on the phone constantly with people. I have a sales office in San Diego. I have people spread all around the country. My business partner lives in Costa Rica. I mean, we talk all the time. And almost, to me, it's natural to... That's the relationship, is being on a phone and being on the internet. I'm kind of weird even seeing people in person now, because it's been almost like a decade of doing this.
But that's business in general.
Yeah.
Well, listen, we got to take a quick break, and we're going to come back. We're going to discuss a little bit more about the new world of the business today, and pretty neat. This is Jim Mazzetti at The American Dream. My host today, or co-host, I say, is Justin Tracy.
Hey, Mike, I have good news and bad news. Good news is my son just got accepted to college.
Hey, congratulations, Bill. That's great news. What's the bad news?
We don't have enough money for his college education. I don't know how I'm going to tell him that we can't afford to pay all 4 years.
Listen, call the people at Miles Wealth Management. They helped me with my financial planning, and now I can afford my son's entire college tuition. To tell you the truth, for the first time in my life, I feel like I'm truly financially secure.
That's exactly what I need. Now, how do I get in touch with these guys?
You can call them at 845-651-3070, and their website is milesfinancial.com. They're located right in the Village of Florida.
I'm calling them as we speak.
Miles Wealth Management, LLC is an independent SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Miles Wealth Management and its investment advisory services are offered independent of Signature Investors, Inc., and any subsidiaries or affiliates.
Hi, this is Dan Castricone. Join me every Thursday from 12 to 1 on WTBQ for the Dan Castricone Radio Show. We'll take your phone calls, have exciting guests, talk about current events, maybe a little politics. Thursdays from 12 to 1 on WTBQ.
Hey, it's your turn to speak up. I'm Zach Kruk, the host of Speak Up, where you voice your opinion on issues affecting us in our nation and in our community. Speak up and call in every Wednesday at 10 a.m. on WTBQ, radio worth listening to.
All right, welcome back. This is Jim Mazzetti from the American Dream, and I keep forgetting to mention why I'm even doing this, but my company is Miles Wealth Management. I should actually give them a plug once in a while.
That'd be a good idea.
Since they wrote the check. I'm sitting here with Justin Tracy from, I'm going to get this right, Justin. It's
Conversion.
We're going to write that down. I can't say it the way you spell it, unfortunately. But Conversion, we're just talking real quickly. And there's a new world order, so to speak, that people are, I think, the economy and the world is getting used to. And that's, people, you know, I think you've seen a little bit where people are, they commute 1 or 2 days a week into their office, a brick and mortar type design, and the rest of the week they're working from their home.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of that was started, A, space, you know, physical space, buildings is very expensive to house mm-hmm. people. The green initiative, mm-hmm. let's get our carbon footprint off the road. But you've taken it to a different level.
Yeah, on steroids.
On steroids. I mean, we're talking about that, and I'm just blown away. But there's obviously some things that you have to get used to managing that way because you're not physically seeing if that person is sitting at their desk.
Yeah, it takes a certain personality to trust your employees to know that they're going to get a job done. So we usually give all our employees a couple weeks, a month to figure out if they can do this because they have to self-regulate. They have to just get the job done. We don't really care how long it takes. It just needs to get done, and we can't be, you know, knocking on their back. Did you do it? Did you do it? Did you do it?
You can't
it's
babysit.
It's just got to get done.
Right.
So they either have that personality to do it, and they flourish because they can be with their family more. They can be at home. They can raise their kids. We don't really care what they do is when they do it as long as they do it. So a lot of our employees work at night or they work really fast for 4 hours, then go have some fun for a couple hours or go hang out with their loved ones and go back to their jobs.
That's interesting.
Yeah. But
so you're looking for, when you're searching these type of people, they're obviously got to be self-starters as well. They mm-hmm. can have a little entrepreneurial in them, right? To say mm-hmm. the very least, but highly disciplined.
Yes.
And you know, somebody that doesn't, you don't have to track 24/7 to make sure they're doing their job. You give them an assignment.
Yeah.
If you get the assignment done in 2 hours instead of 8 hours, good for you.
Yeah, and this is not for all positions that we have. You know,
right.
Like our support guys and our sales guys, you know, they're cranking it out all day long. They have to. But a lot of the other positions, it's kind of, this is the job, do it. I'm not going to ask you twice.
Pretty neat. And you said, I mean, and your company's almost global, right?
Yeah, yeah. We have clients in Canada and Mexico and some in Latin America.
Yeah. All started out of your bedroom.
Yeah, a little room in Greenwood Lake during a couple big parties and just one thing ran into another. And
well, there's a good shout out for Greenwood Lake, who are good friends of ours out there. Incubation there for self-starters, entrepreneurs.
Right.
Pretty neat. And so you got used to running your business at home. You have 50 employees now.
Correct.
Across the country.
Yep.
And you've kind of grown up, you know, figured out how to manage that. Is there, do you see any difficulties or expansion problems of that going forward?
Oh, of course. I mean, I'm at the point right now where the company is, the running of the company has become the company. You know, I'm a developer. I'm a nerd. You know, I like building stuff, and that's why I got here. It's like the computer programming I can do, I can, in a week, sit down and have a company go from 0 to 100 and have your work be in front of you and doing something. You know, that's what I That's what I love. That's what I do.
You're the creator.
But when the business becomes, you know, calling people, making sure this has got done, dealing with lawsuits, dealing with HR, dealing with sales guys, hitting quotas, you know, all that stuff is not what I do. I've had to learn how to do it. But, you know, I'm a nerdy computer programmer. I'm not some Shark Tank business guy. But
I think you've done okay, though.
Yeah.
But, I mean, well, there's some of the challenges of running your own company, right? So we talk about these things all the time. And my father and I kind of went through the same thing. And you've known us. Actually, Justin's been a client of ours for many years now. And you've seen some of the dynamics that we've gone through.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, my father is, he's the creator. He loves the planning and the kind of nerdiness you just talked about of figuring out all the pieces and how they go together and making sure everybody's planned, the client's taken care of to the best we can. And then, but the same, we had the same challenges. We had to figure out how to run the business of being a business.
Mm-hmm.
And I got lucky enough that was kind of my, you know, calling. And it's fun. You have to have that gene, so to speak. You have to be a decent, but you're a good leader. So, I mean, you know, you're a good leader, you lead by example, and you inspire people to do what they're doing. Obviously, you couldn't have gotten where you are having 50 employees across the country without having some of that in your DNA. But, you know, some of the challenges we see is you're going to have to hire somebody to replace you in that position?
When I sold my previous company in 2007, that was a big problem.
Really?
I was, you know, a large part of the company. The clients, they all expected a certain level of expediency with new features and the product growing. And without me being there,
they want to talk to you.
It kind of just blew up immediately.
Gotcha.
Because, you know, I do stuff in minutes and hours, and the company I sold it to, you know, had meetings about talking about meetings, and then decided to do something 6 months later that didn't work, and they started over and couldn't get out of their own way.
Wow. Well, that's a good point. So I think that's some of the challenges the biggest corporations in the world run into on a daily basis.
Oh, yeah.
And then that's why I think small entrepreneurial shops can move so much quicker and nimble because they don't have the bureaucratic noise to get through.
And that's the wave of the future. If you ever are running your own business right now, that's the best thing I could tell you to do is don't worry about it. Just do it. If it sticks against the wall, it sticks. Great. Let the other things fall off and try again. Because it's just not worth the time and the money to think about it and have the meeting and the paper that it's printed on. Just do it. And if it works, it works. If it doesn't, whatever. Try it again.
So the design that we talk about, and and this is actually something I'm going to get into down the road here. And we have thousands of universities out there,
mm-hmm.
right? Training everybody to do this, do that, do a nice resume, blah, blah, blah. Hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Yeah.
Actually, there's $1 trillion in student loan debt out there.
Yeah.
18 million kids a year go to school.
I'm a dropout.
And there you have it. But not so much a dropout. You knew what you wanted to do. And I think that's the difference of a lot of things I'm seeing today of business. You knew what you wanted to do. I didn't need a college to explain to me how to do it.
And I don't think it's a matter of knowing what I wanted to do. I just knew college wasn't providing that.
Okay.
I'm literally 2 credits short of a computer science degree, and I just stopped going. It was just that bad of a experience.
Wow. But it's not, and actually, let's back this up a little bit. We're not we're putting down universities by any stretch of the imagination.
No.
I think let's make that
clear.
There's
a time and a place.
Right. And it's not for everybody.
No, and that's the problem. There's no reason to not go to college, but if you don't have a goal to begin with, it's kind of silly.
Right.
College is too expensive to willy-nilly your way through.
Without question. And we do a lot of college planning for our clients. And that's one of the things I sit down with parents all the time. And I say, when I do a student interview, and the first time that son or daughter kind of shrugs their shoulders when we ask them, you know, what's your idea? What do you want to do in the future? Do you have any ideas? And they go, no, I don't know. Well, that's a very expensive check to write for a vacation.
Yes.
A very expensive vacation. And my father did the same thing. He'd be the first one to tell you. But I had a great education out in Colorado, Dad. I learned a lot about skiing. So we're moving on, Justin. We're talking about, you know, running your own company remotely and the new world order here and so on and so forth. And you bring up a good point as well. And I'm going to run out of time here. But before we really get into it, the picking your right team,
mm-hmm.
right? And you had – and picking the right partner.
Mm-hmm.
And you had some challenges there.
Yeah, I've had the same business partner since the beginning, but it's always, he's in Costa Rica, so he's not listening, but it's always been a very lopsided relationship. He's a great salesperson.
Right.
But, you know, he sold me. I'm the biggest consumer of my partner. You know, I'm kind of used to him, and he's kind of my lucky rabbit's foot.
Right.
But I definitely do 90% of the heavy lifting.
But he picked the right partner.
He picked the right partner. Yeah, this should be right? About him picking me. Yeah,
exactly. Maybe we should have him sitting next to us here, but it's true. Picking your team is the key.
It is. It is. And I have some great programmers, great HR people below me that literally, I would not be here if it wasn't for specifically two of them that just, they're awesome.
Right. Well, you learned, obviously, really quickly that even although it seems like you revert back to it here and there,
yeah,
that you can't do it all.
Oh no, I don't want to do it all. Okay. I would delegate my entire everything if I could.
Okay.
The only reason I do what I do is some of it's irreplaceable. It right. Just can't be
expediency replicated. And making sure your clients are your number one.
Yes. Right?
Focus. Period. End of story.
Period.
Because without our clients, we have no business.
Mm-hmm.
And you learn that really quickly in life, to say the very least. And then you kind of grew it and realized that you're not a one man island.
No.
So you surround yourself with the right people, and that's a challenge, I can tell you, every day. And it constantly, with the new laws that keep getting enacted here by our lovely government.
Yeah, not a lot of independent contractors at this company anymore.
No such thing. 1099s doesn't happen anymore by any stretch of the imagination. But moving forward, I mean, what do you see, what advice would you give young entrepreneurs in your field?
And again, I'm only in the real estate lead gen field because I fell into it. I'm an internet programmer that does stuff efficiently online and with as much overhead as possible. I don't care what it is, or with the least overhead as possible. You know, I'm going to do anything I can that involves the internet. But the biggest thing I'd recommend is just keep trying. Find something that isn't the home run, the Hail Mary. I have all people almost weekly, friends, like, I got this great idea. I think Google's going to buy it. You know, I got this great idea, blah, blah, blah. If they only just gave me the time of day, this would work. Never rely on that, ever. The only way your internet business is going to start is from the ground up. Starting some type of small recurring revenue business that revolves around a niche market product or something that you could throw a sales force at. That's the true and only real way that you're going to start an online business that's going to succeed. You know, everybody has these ideas of investment bankers and these Hail Mary passes. It's like,
relying on one.
I want to be in the NFL.
Right.
Okay. Good luck with that.
Yeah. And I wanted to play basketball 5'6". Didn't work out so well. But I think, so at that point, I mean, you got to have a lot of irons in the fire.
Yes.
Right. Yep. I mean, you have to have as we say, your pipeline has to be full at all times.
Yeah, I've probably tried to start at least a dozen businesses, and maybe three have worked.
Sounds real familiar.
You know, the odds aren't that good.
No.
But you got to keep trying. And if trying just means your time, a computer, a couple hosting fees, and some internet service stuff here and there, I mean, it's not that big of a risk other than your own time.
Right. It's amazing, though. I mean, you look at all the pieces that you put together, and I think the recurring theme that we're hearing on this is that generally there's not just one thing that works.
No, never.
Right? And you got to constantly reinvent yourself.
And it's always the thing you didn't think about. It's like the weird, ancillary thing you did that ended up being your whole business because some person liked it and you ran with it. You just got to be fluid and dynamic because...
And just capitalize from there.
Yeah, you can't plan it.
Well, I think we're coming up to a segment here. We got to take a quick break and then come on back. I'm sitting here with Justin Tracy. And this is Jim Mazzetti with The American Dream. And we'll be right back.
Hey, Hey, Mike, I have good news and bad news. Good news is my son just got accepted to college.
Hey, congratulations, Bill. That's great news. What's the bad news?
We don't have enough money for his college education. I don't know how I'm going to tell him that we can't afford to pay all 4 years.
Listen, call the people at Miles Wealth Management. They helped me with my financial planning, and now I can afford my son's entire college tuition. To tell you the truth, for the first time in my life, I feel like I'm truly financially secure.
That's exactly what I need. Now, how do I get in touch with these guys?
You can call them at 845-651-3070, and their website is milesfinancial.com. They're located right in the Village of Florida.
I'm calling them as we speak.
Miles Wealth Management, LLC, is an independent SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Miles Wealth Management and its investment advisory services are offered independent of Signatory Investors, Inc., and any subsidiaries or affiliates.
This little piggy banker ruined the markets. This little piggy banker foreclosed on homes. This little piggy banker had roast beef Wellington. This little piggy banker's customers had none. This little piggy banker went wee, wee, wee all the way home in the Hamptons. Tune in every Thursday at 11 a.m. because that's where the money is.
Hi, this is Veronica Vero Barrow, the president of the Sugarloaf Chamber of Commerce, inviting you to join me and my guest every Tuesday at 11:30 a.m. to learn everything Sugarloaf on WTBQ, radio worth listening to.
WTBQ weather.
We're going to see a warm and humid day today with temperatures approaching 90, and some severe thunderstorms with damaging winds will move through this afternoon. That's a pretty strong cold front. It'll be windy tonight with cooler temperatures by morning. We get down into the 60s. Then tomorrow, look for partly sunny skies with our highs getting into the upper 70s. It'll be fair tomorrow night, 50 to 55. And looking ahead to Thursday, look for cloudy skies to develop, maybe some rain by evening with highs in the low to mid 70s. From the WTBQ Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Tony Salima.
All right, this is Jim Mazzetti. I'm with Miles Wealth Management, and this is the American Dream. Welcome back, everybody. Been having a great conversation, actually, with Justin here, and I've known Justin for quite a while, but, man, I really never knew what you actually did and how you did it. And
my friends and family don't know what I do. It's all right, man.
They don't have a clue, huh?
Nah, they think I just snowboard and drive cars and hang out with my kids, you know. Whatever, it's cool.
But it is the American dream, right?
It is.
You took an idea and a vision, and you took it to another level. Actually, an amazing level. If you knew Justin's success, you'd be in awe. I know I am, and he's been a client of ours for many years. And I remember just being blown away on how well you've done and how well you've handled it, quite frankly. And handling the success, not all that easy either. There's pieces to that.
Yeah, it definitely... You know, a young kid shouldn't have a lot of success too early because I think it can run pretty far awry.
Talking from experience,
yeah,
are you?
Yeah, mid-20s combined with money is a bad idea for most people.
True. But, that's why we set up trusts, by the way.
Yeah, but I grew up in a 800-square-foot, you know, ranch with a coal-fire stove through the floor. I mean, I wasn't born into this.
So. No, not by any stretch of imagination. I think that's why... One of the things I love about you is that you're obviously driven right from the get-go. And I love how you've taken care of your family. You quietly support the community. You don't make a big deal about what you do and how you support us philanthropically. But you did a lot of stuff for the Brian Ahern Foundation. You do things quietly there and a bunch of other things. And talking about that, you know, helping businesses and so on and so forth, I mean... What suggestions maybe could you give local businesses like we have here? And remember, we're do business locally, so we do business one-on-one.
Mm-hmm.
But the internet is still obviously a very big part of what we do. And
very much.
And I think the biggest thing we're trying to overcome right now is that getting the websites and the things we do not to be just a glorified brochure.
Yeah, that's the biggest problem, I think, with 99% of the businesses in Warwick, is that they've been told they need a website. But it's more or less a glorified business card. They might as well just buy a pack of 100 business cards and throw them on the ground. It's going to do more or less the same thing.
Right. Whoops, we just got to jump in there. But we appreciate the music, my friend. A little inspiration.
So the thing I'd really recommend is just leveraging the internet for actual quantifiable lead gen and business generation. you can do that. You can say, I'm going to spend $1,000 and I want to make 10,000. And that should be your goal. You can go on Facebook. You can buy ads. You can go on Google. You can buy ads.
And you believe those work? You see it every day.
Why am I on the radio right now?
Right. There you have it.
If it wasn't for Google and its ability to leverage Google AdWords to place yourself in the search engine ranks, I would not be here or anything I am. I just leveraged that platform to give exposure to local businesses and then have them follow up with the leads that come through it to make a living. And that can be replicated with any business here in Warwick.
Interesting.
All they need to do is put themselves on the search engines or on Facebook, drive that traffic to a page that has a call to action that's memorable and will actually get you to leave a phone number or an email or get you to talk to them.
Right.
And then have the salespeople not falling asleep on the table behind that, you know, calling up immediately to those people. It's a simple math equation. Clicks from the internet, leads on a form, salespeople that can fog a mirror, and you have a business.
Wow.
And anybody in Warwick could replicate this. It's not hard.
And, you know, I know you're 100% right because we've done it. We've taken your advice and we've really changed our business. Mm-hmm. And it's definitely changing our business as we speak right now. Definitely a learning curve, but to say the very least, because I think the first, you know, it's a great idea and concept, but you have to figure it out.
Like you
said, I mean, it's not just, okay, let's just throw this up there and see if it works.
No. Well, you could have done that in the, you know, early 2000s when the clicks were 5 cents a piece, but now it's getting on par with print media. You know, some clicks, a click is somebody going on Google, typing something in and clicking an ad. That could cost anywhere from 50 cents to $5 every single time somebody clicks on that.
Wow.
So it can add up pretty quick. You can blow through $100, $200, $300 budget one day without getting any results if you're not doing it right.
Right.
So that's the combination of the clicks combined with the place that click is going to go. That's the most important thing. Is that call to action on that page actually driving business? And that's what a lot of people forget about. They just say, oh, I'm going to advertise, I'm going to link it to my homepage, and nothing ever happens. So you need a thing called it's called a squeeze page. It's a way to get that traffic to take the action you want.
Wow. Okay. And that said, you can't be afraid to modify that ad. If you're not getting action, jump right back in because that's a nice thing about it. We've noticed is that you can change as much as you want.
Yep.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
If you're not feeling it and it's not driving the traffic you want, change it. It's not like you put a print ad out there and now you're committed to it.
No. I mean, the math is pretty simple. If a click is a dollar, just say to me, because I'm not that good with math, say a click's a dollar, and at every 100 clicks, you get 10 people's information. If your product is less than whatever that costs,
right,
you're making money. True. So $100, 10 people inquiring about it, and say you close two of them. So for $100, you got two sales.
So you got in front of people or people that would have not otherwise known who you were.
Yes.
Right? And you've got them to commit to at least taking a phone call or at least answering it.
Correct.
Right. And in all businesses, and this is where I think it all circles back to entrepreneurs and business in general, you need people.
Yes.
Because people buy things.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't have people to buy things, you don't have a business. It's fairly simple, right? Yep. And I think that applies to all businesses out there.
Correct.
Would you agree? So you got to be able to be, and I think the world today is changing so quickly and so fast. I mean, from our smartphones to our tablets, I mean, there's nothing I can't do with my phone that I can do with my laptop. And, you know, I don't watch TV. Maybe I'm the exception, not the rule. But if I watch 2 hours of TV a week, I think that's a lot. I think the majority of the time I'm on my laptop or I'm on my phone, and that's the communicator for us.
Oh, and think about how quickly that happened. I mean, it was a couple years. It went from everybody watch TV to now just give me the internet. You know, I don't even need my cable line. Just all I want is the internet, and I'll watch it on Netflix.
They'll stream
Hulu
it through.
It's insane. Like they almost in 3 years put the complete TV advertising model out of business.
Wow.
And what other disruption can that internet do? Like Uber, you know, there's all these
amazing
things going on here that can affect the way businesses in Warwick may do business in the next 10 years because they might get disrupted. And people like myself are the ones that are doing it. I mean, this is what we do.
From their bedroom.
From their bedroom, in their underwear.
In their underwear. But you're making it, but it's happening.
Yeah, and there's...
And I think as business people out there, I think that if you don't accept this or embrace it...
There is no option. It's going to happen. The tide's coming. It's either, capitalize on it by changing your model to benefit from what's happening and adopt early, or realize that you no longer have people walking into your business because they're buying it online.
Right. You can go the way of the dinosaurs.
Yeah, and a lot of businesses have. And it's just really a matter of, in the first stages of when you see this happening, transitioning your business, leveraging this new internet to do that.
Right.
And not going the way of the dodo bird because you stuck with your guns and, thought it was a passing fad.
Right.
But it's... Things are going to change way more than I can even imagine, and I'm scared. I mean, I think I'm going to be irrelevant in 5 years.
You're 35.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I got about another 5 good years in me, and then I got to go find my replacement because I won't have the chutzpah to come up with these ideas. It's just fast.
I think those are things we realized quickly at our firm that when we started this, my dad started the firm 38 years ago. He was the tech guy, and he was. If you know my father, he's not afraid of technology by any stretch of imagination. And then I came in the company and I became the tech guy and we were running this server and that server and all this. I don't even have a clue how to even start these things up anymore. Mm-hmm. Everything's on the cloud.
Yeah.
I think our server's a little box in the corner that nothing even goes to anywhere, maybe just local stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, and so that's, everything's up there in some space. They call it the cloud.
Amazon.
Right?
Amazon runs the whole thing.
They run the whole thing?
Yeah, the cloud is mostly Amazon. Yeah. Facebook, Twitter, they all use Amazon as the back end for all their stuff.
There's information I didn't know.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable. Well, that makes sense now why Amazon's still in business, because every time you hear about it, they're not making money.
Yeah, because they're smart. They invest it back in their infrastructure, back in their buildings to ship things faster and better. It's a scary company.
Wow. So, these local companies, and you think that's... Every local company, every small company, small business, let's start there, to every large corporation, they have to adapt to new things, new challenges.
Yeah.
Period, end of story. And, so all our little businesses out there, I call little businesses, 500 people is not a little business.
Well, the government says we are. So
that's true.
Everybody in Warwick is a little business to the government.
Yes, we're microscopic, actually, in that. But we serve the community.
Yes, we do.
And these are the greatest things about, I think, working in this local area that I'm so proud of, is that Warwick, Orange County in general, the majority of the business, small business people I work with, been lucky enough to work with, they give back quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And they give back not only in the monetary side of it, but they give back in their knowledge and their wisdom, which is what you were just talking about. And that's the whole purpose, I think, of this show, was to let, if somebody gets one or two good ideas from each and every one of these shows that helps them push their business forward keep them around a little longer, so to speak, and see something that they otherwise wouldn't see, then we're successful. And that's what our firm has been from day one, and that's why we've been lucky enough to work with people like yourself, is that we help people see things they might not have otherwise seen.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the idea of having a financial planner and having networks of people like the Justin Tracy's of the world. And I can go on and on for different clients we have. But, this is the neat thing about being an entrepreneur in Orange County, or actually in this country, is that it's up to us every day to make it happen.
Oh, it does. And you guys really do, do what you say. I mean, I had worked with at least three other no-named large financial guys before you guys. And it was a mess. I mean, literally, like Wolf of Wall Street mess.
Really?
It was, like a joke.
Well, they saw the opportunity and they took it, is what you said, right?
It was, you guys are night and day difference compared to what I first experienced, so.
Well, our rule on our side of the world is that we only do business with friendly people, genuine people, and people that are serious about their money. Justin, I can't thank you enough. We've got one more segment coming up here. We got 5 or 6 seconds going into the our break time here. And I want to thank you. We're going to come right back here and finish up on a high note And this is Jim Mazzetti, The American Dream. I'll be right back.
Hey, Mike, I have good news and bad news. Good news is my son just got accepted to college.
Hey, congratulations, Bill. That's great news. What's the bad news?
We don't have enough money for his college education. I don't know how I'm going to tell him that we can't afford to pay all 4 years.
Listen, call the people at Miles Wealth Management. They helped me with my financial planning, and now I can afford my son's entire college tuition. To tell you the truth, for the first time in my life, I feel like I'm truly financially secure.
That's exactly what I need. Now, how do I get in touch with these guys?
You can call them at 845-651-3070, and their website is milesfinancial.com. They're located right in the Village of Florida.
I'm calling them as we speak.
Miles Wealth Management, LLC, is an independent SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Miles Wealth Management and its investment advisory services are offered independent of Signature Investors, Inc., and any subsidiaries or affiliates.
Hi, this is Mary Ulrich with Cornell Cooperative Extension in Orange County, inviting you to join me and your Orange County farmers on Farm Talk every Wednesday at 12 noon, where you will learn everything agriculture on WTBQ, radio worth listening to.
Welcome back. This is Jim Mazzetti with The American Dream. I'm with Miles Wealth Management, and my guest today is Justin Tracy with Conversion, among other companies that he owns. And we're just touching on a million different places here, but the majority of the show has been about kind of the new world of the internet and how it drives businesses and how you got to stay relevant and adapt to the things that are coming upon you, whether you like it or not. Mm-hmm. And if you could, you know, on that topic, I mean, if there's anything you could say to some of these mom-and-pop businesses out there that are so relevant to our economy and very much, you know, the staples of our community. And again, we're not talking about the skies falling like we were talking off air here. Yeah. It's not doom and gloom that if you don't do this, your world's going to end, because obviously, you know, a lot of these companies have been around for a very, very long time. But to ignore it could be tragic.
It would be tragic over the long haul. Nothing is going to upset Main Street Warwick in the next year to maybe 5 years.
Right.
But not taking small steps each year to help make yourself irreplaceable to the local community could possibly be a bad thing. You know, if you look at what you do and say, can it be bought online? If so, am I online? And if no, that's not a good thing. But if you're something that can't be bought online, say you sell sheds, you know, you should at least have a website and the ability to take orders online or something. But you never, you know, Amazon's never going to deliver sheds. So you're probably okay. But
okay.
If you sell, you know, CDs or books, you know, it's going to be a little tougher. You're going to have a niche market, just like the Warwick Bookstore does. They
right.
have a great niche market that goes after local people looking for, you know, interesting books. And it works, but you got to pick a niche. It's just like I did with the internet. You know, I do a really weird thing, you know, with a different group of people. It's not like Twitter or Facebook. It's a super niche market that works. And if they just pick that niche and really make it something that the internet can't replace, they're fine. But if they're trying to compete against Amazon, it's going to be a little bit of an issue.
Without question. But I think that's the relevance of small business, right?
Yeah.
And I think a lot of that initiative of buy local, mm-hmm. which is really, I think, is taking hold now, at
yeah.
least in certain, a lot of small communities or large communities, because Warwick's no small community. But that said, you know, if the objective of having a business is to be profitable.
Yeah.
And if you're not growing, the opposite's happening,
mm-hmm.
right? And so staying relevant is a very big piece of this thing. And every small business owner I know is not doing it because they want to be a nonprofit,
mm-hmm.
right? So therefore, you have to be open-minded to the new things that are coming down the pike here.
Yeah, it's really simple. Just whatever your business is, something can be tied to the internet, and that tying to the internet can bring you more customers. Say you're a barbershop. Allow for people to schedule times into your Google Calendar so that they can go and show up and just walk in there and walk out. You know, if you're a restaurant, allow people to order online.
Convenience.
Maybe delivery. you know, have some local kid go from the five or six different restaurants through town, and they all order through one website that and get it delivered to them. You know, there's tons of ways to leverage the internet to make more money with very little overhead. I mean, we're talking less than $1,000 in overhead to do something like this.
And listen, I've worked with advertising agencies, and yeah. I have a full-time marketing guy on yeah. board. I mean, that's nothing.
Nothing. Literally, you could recoup the profits in a month.
Right.
But there's something any business, the local hardware store, anybody could do something leveraging the internet.
Do you think people are afraid? I mean, you think they're afraid to put stuff online?
Oh, completely. They think the cost is insane. And the biggest issue, and really the only reason I'm successful, is that I can combine the idea with the execution. You have people in Warwick that might have an idea, or maybe not, and then they have a computer programmer that has the execution, but they don't have the idea. So unless you can completely define what needs to be fixed with your business or how you want to leverage the internet and build that yourself or completely define it for a computer guy to build, it always gets lost in translation. So it's kind of hard to actually implement this stuff because you got to be really thoughtful and really neurotic and really laid out on what
and
this
detailed.
Needs to do
yeah.
and make the person do it. You know, a lot of people go to India or wherever and get the stuff built and, you know, they don't care about how it ends up. They just want to get paid by the hour. So it's important to find a local programmer that understands Warwick or understands the small businesses and understands your business. Comes in, have them sit down with your company for a day. Really learn what the heck's going on.
That's there. A good point. That's a very good point. I mean, I think we've had, you know, before we met you,
yeah.
we had several, you know, designs, and we knew we had to have a website and so on yeah. and so forth. And we tried the India route actually at one
yeah.
point, and that did not work out.
And it
so
never
well.
Does.
No, that was not good. As a matter of fact, I got sued.
Sweet.
As a matter of fact, they put a picture up there, and yeah. Apparently we didn't
Getty's
pay for it.
Sent Getty, you,
yeah,
sent
yeah.
You
they sent
nice,
me a nice love letter yeah. there, to say the very least.
Yeah.
But you're right. I mean, and you know, going through that, and I think that is a difficult piece. I know we struggled with it. The idea of having a web page and so on and so forth, but it's really up to the owners or the people that are driving their business to mm-hmm. get that content right.
Yeah, and it's not, you shouldn't be looking at the internet as I need a web page because I'm told I need a web page.
Right.
You need internet business rules that regulate your business to help leverage the power of the internet to make you more money. If a website is part of that, it's part of it. But the website isn't your online business. It could be marketing on Facebook. It could be marketing on Google. It could be your Facebook profile. It could be your website. It could just be your Twitter account. You know, they're all different mechanisms for leveraging the power of the internet. One thing isn't just going to magically fix the problem of you not being on the internet or you not making money off the internet.
Right.
That's why if you ever do hire a local guy to come up with a way for you to leverage the internet, have them sit down there. Have them understand what your business does, any of the shortfalls that come out of inefficiencies and the like, and help use the internet to make things go faster, cheaper,
right.
smoother.
And it's not one and done.
No.
Right?
And
I mean, it's
constantly tweaking it. Constantly upgrading it, leveraging new things.
Right.
Like, you know, Facebook marketing just happened in the last year or two. Before that, it didn't work. But now they changed stuff,
and now it's working.
It's literally on par with Google AdWords for driving traffic
That's
to your business.
That's amazing. Now, would you suggest, like, more is better? Like, I mean, we see a lot of businesses, and we have a Twitter account, we have a Facebook account, we mm-hmm. have a YouTube account, all those pages. Things that help us actually brand awareness, right? I mean, a lot of the biggest things we find is a lot of companies are, the obscurity is
yeah.
the issue, right?
Yeah, and it's a lot of work. I mean, literally.
Oh, without question.
There's no reason to have a Facebook business page or a Twitter feed if you're not going to use it. And everybody goes to like the local chamber meetings and, you know, some guy talks and you need Facebook page and Twitter. And
right.
they go start one and they put one post there and 6 months later, there's still one post there.
I'm guilty.
It does nobody any good.
That's why I have Nick to do all those things.
I know.
So
because
it is work.
If you're going to do it. Commit to it and don't expect results for 6 months.
Interesting.
You do that, it'll work. But you got to be in it for the long haul and you got to do it. Content's king. Write good content. People will follow. That's why this radio station works.
Right.
It's got great local content. Nobody else has stuff like this.
No, this is an amazing station, right?
No, I listen to it every day. And I'm not the demographic. I'm 34 years old, you know. It just, but I, this is, gives me relevant information about the town and
right.
you can't get that elsewhere. And that's what I'm talking about is being irreplaceable. You know, you do what they're doing and copy that model, make something irreplaceable or and you niche-y. Won't go away.
Be
yeah,
a niche.
Be a niche.
Get in your niche, without yeah. question. It's wild you say that thing because you know we got lucky enough to work with this station and yeah. Taylor pointed out this show and what a great thing is, and now I'm seeing it. You know, getting to interview people like yourself on this show and actually getting to know what you do and how you do it mm-hmm. and how. You know, and how getting this message out there to local businesses that need this type of information,
yeah.
that don't even know it exists.
No.
Except for the fact that, like you just said before, you got to have a web page, you need a Facebook page, you got to do this.
Yeah.
But
they don't tell you why
right.
And how it helps your business actually succeed. Right. It's just do this, but I don't know why or I don't know what it's going to do for me.
Right.
And that's the problem, is they don't actually understand at 30,000 feet why this needs to work.
Well, they got to quantify it.
Yeah.
And that's the big difference, I think, in a lot of these companies. And I would suggest if you're going to work with somebody for your web pages and driving your internet business yeah. to you, you know, you need to track it.
Yeah.
And you've got to be involved in the process. And yeah. and whether you like it or not, you've got to be involved in it because otherwise it's like other advertising. You can't just do it and expect
yeah. I mean,
nothing to happen.
No sane local business owner would do a TV or radio ad and not look at what the commercial's going to be before they ran it.
Right.
They would nitpick the heck out of it, probably want to be in it.
Yeah.
So, you know, with the internet's no different. Monetize your return on investment. Everything in should be 10x out. If that's not happening, you retweak it.
It's interesting you say 10x because that's exactly, I think everything I do,
yeah.
we all got to do. You got to do it 10 times as much.
Yeah.
You can't expect to do you know, one little thing and expect it to drive business. You got to be constantly going 24/7
mm-hmm.
If you want something to happen. But we're lucky that way. I mean, like you've been very fortunate. You put the time in. You continually put the time
yeah.
in. It was funny, and we were talking about before, when I asked you to be on this radio station, and I was fully expecting to go, WTVQ, who?
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, no, I know exactly what that is. And that... There's another thing that kicked in here to the relevance of this show is that there's so many little businesses out there, not little businesses. And I don't make to mean that term out there, little business, but I'm proud of being a little business. I'm proud of being a little business. I'm proud we have 10 employees
yeah.
and we serve Orange County. And, you know, it's just a neat thing to have.
You bet.
It's nothing like, I love being a big fish in a little pond. It's a good thing.
Yep.
Right? So kind of parting thoughts here is, you know, so we have the fact that you need to utilize what you have, tweak it constantly,
mm-hmm.
not be afraid to do it.
Nope.
But if you're gonna do it right.
Yeah.
Anything else you could think of that would you would suggest to local business owners and people sitting on the sidelines to go out and listen, just make it happen?
I would just say try something. I think that's the biggest failure of 95% of the local businesses is they've never even tried.
Right.
Go out. Think about it for a day, grab a beer, sit down, and say, how can the internet make me successful? And just pick one or two things and
right.
take 6 months and try to make that work.
I think you're 100% right. Doing nothing is going to result
yes,
in nothing.
Yes, and right. that's 90% of the problems of Main Street America is it worked in the 50s and 60s and 70s, so what? Why not now?
Why isn't it not working for me? I don't get it. You know, why can't I'm still having an answering machine in my house.
Yeah.
You know, does anybody have those things anymore?
I don't have a fax machine anymore.
The fax machines? You got one. All right. So we got somebody still has one of those at their house. I think my mother had... No, actually, I think they got rid of theirs too, as a matter of fact.
I don't even have a landline.
There you have it. Well, folks, thank you so much. And Justin, what a pleasure it's been.
No problem.
To say the very least. It was huge to have you on as my guest. You've been a great friend at a firm and a great client for many years here. We're looking forward to working with you in the future. And I tell you, you know, what a great resource you have been for me and everybody else. I hope who's listening to the show got something out of this today, and that's the whole idea.
Me too.
All right. This is Jim Mazzetti from Miles Wealth Management. This is the American Dream. We're looking forward to having you guys back here next week, every Tuesday from 10 to 11. As a matter of fact, our next guest next week is Leo Cades and his son. A father and son team, just like my father, myself. And it's going to be a great show, and we'll look forward to seeing you there. Take care, and God bless. Cool. Nice, bro.